Imagine that Jesus appeared out of nowhere in our midst right now and standing among us this morning. Now, some of us would rejoice greatly. Others may bow down and worship. More others may doubt their eyes whether he is real or they're seeing a ghost. If you consider the folks in today's text in the first century, we may not be much different from them. And here's why. When Jesus was risen from the dead, the disciples refused to believe the testimony of the witnesses. When the risen Lord appeared in person in their midst, some of the disciples doubted their eyes, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. So with that in mind, let's dig into today's text, from which I believe we can learn a thing or two. If you look at today's verse printed in your bulletin, I'll point out verses where we are. If you begin with verse 2, it says, "Very early on the first day of the week," meaning Sunday morning, "they," meaning three women, "came to the tomb." The three women at the time had only one purpose in their minds, to anoint Jesus' dead body with spices. Soon they discovered that the tomb was empty. Jesus was not there. I wonder if I can draw an analogy here. Like the women in the first century, some of us today go to the wrong place looking for Jesus. Some of us still carry spices in our hands looking for Jesus among the dead. Let's go to the tomb, we might say. Let's find him among the mortals. But you will not find him. For instance, if you believe Jesus as a good moral teacher and as a mere man, nothing less, nothing more, you will not find the true Jesus. Why? Because Christ is not there. Because he's not mortal. He is risen. He is alive. His resurrection and his immortality separates him from the rest of humans. He is the resurrection, the scripture says. He is the life. He is the life eternal. The lesson? Do not look for Jesus among the dead or in the tomb. Look for him among the living, among the resurrected. God is the God of the living. Scripture says, because Christ lives, you shall live as well. You too will be resurrected. Resurrection is your hope, and resurrection day is the day of joy and gladness. Now if you look at verse 6, this time a young man wearing a white robe, happens to be an angel, spoke to the three women saying, "Do not be amazed. Do not be surprised. When you cannot find Jesus among the dead, believe in resurrection." In fact, resurrection is nothing to be amazed about. It is nothing to Jesus. For example, during his ministry, did you know that he raised the dead at least three times, recorded in the scripture? First time, a young girl. She passed away. She died of a sickness, but Jesus raised her back. Another time, the only son of a widow, the funeral procession going, they were carrying the coffin. Jesus stopped, touched the coffin, and he said to the coffin, "Rise up, young man." And the young man came out of the coffin. Third time, he rose the dead man who had been dead for 4 days. He says, "Lazarus, come out." And this man wrapped up in a cloth, you know, and just hopping out of the cave. Later, he himself rose from the dead. So nothing is impossible with Jesus and with God the Almighty. After all, if our God, the God whom we serve and worship, cannot raise the dead, we wouldn't believe in such a God, would you? I wouldn't. Believe in the resurrection of Christ. Believe in yours as well. To those, the scripture says, who refuse to believe in their own resurrection, the day of reckoning is coming. It will be the day of mourning and weeping and fear for eternity. Let me continue. In verse 6, the angel spoke to the women, "He has risen. He is not here." God has a news for you, folks. Christ has risen and he is not in the tomb. By the way, if you look for a proof of Jesus' historical and bodily resurrection, listen to the angel, God says. Listen to the women. Listen to the two men. Listen to over 500 witnesses to whom Jesus appeared in person. That's all you got. The point here is witnesses. Witnesses. Now, for your faith in resurrection, Jesus may appear to you in person. Wouldn't it be great if Jesus appeared to you in your dream or vision? That would be great. However, let me tell you this. To most of us, God has given us not that option, but his messengers and his witnesses. We listen to them. We listen to the gospel, the written word of God. We listen to the word proclaimed sermons. Let me repeat. When it comes down to the resurrection faith, God relies on witnesses, not on science. If you look at verse 2, it says, the sun in the sky, had risen. How many of you actually did not believe the truth or refused to believe the truth that the sun in the sky rises from the east until you actually saw it rise with your own eyes standing on the beach with a compass in your hand? Oh, yes, it's rising from the east, isn't it? Now I believe that it rises from the east. For me, I believed in its rise in the east long before I actually saw it standing on the beach on the east, because someone trustworthy told me so. I relied on my knowledge on witnesses. Now, in verse 7, the angel continued, this time commanding the women, go tell his disciples of what you have witnessed here. Now, one of the women, the Bible says, Mary of Magdalene, went to the disciples and told them exactly as she had been told. But in verse 11, the disciples refused to believe it. Later on, the Lord sent two more witnesses to the disciples. But this time in verse 13, they still didn't believe the witnesses. What's wrong with this picture? In a sense, I see the parallel between the disciples in the first century and some of our contemporaries today who do not believe in Christ's resurrection. Today, people refuse to believe in Christ's resurrection in the name of science. I had in my seminary years, professor of the New Testament says, I don't believe in Christ's resurrection because science cannot prove it. Welcome to the 21st century, folks. But let me tell you this. It's nothing new. Did you know even long before we ever heard the word science, people still didn't believe it? Do I have a proof? Yes. The proof is in today's text. The disciples. Now think of them for a while. They are the ones who walked with Jesus for 3 years. They're the ones who witnessed firsthand with their own eyes many, many miracles done by the hands of Jesus. Day after day for 3 years, including the resurrections Jesus performed. If you count how many days for 3 years, about 1,000 days, isn't it? Almost every single day Jesus performed. That means that after witnessing over 1,000, great miracles with their own eyes, yet in the end, they fled, refused to believe that Christ was risen. I wonder such tendency or such stubbornness, you may call, is it part of human nature? Perhaps it has something to do with their little or no expectations. The disciples never expected or imagined seeing the risen Christ until it happened right before their eyes. What about the women? Neither did the women on the first Easter. Otherwise, why have they taken spices to the tomb? You know, today there are some other folks out there who never struggle with their faith in the resurrection. They are the blessed bunch, Jesus calls, and they are truly blessed in their faith in Jesus, even though they never met the risen Christ in person, even though they never had any special visions or dreams. All they did was to hear or read about the resurrection of Christ in the Bible, and they just believed it. To such folks, Jesus said, blessed are those who believe in resurrection without seeing it. After all, if there is no resurrection, your faith and mine is futile. We would be most pitied among all people. One more thing and I'll be through, folks. I believe our Lord Jesus is very kind and patient with us. Long enough to appear in a different form and different ways at different times to different people. I'm going to share with you a true story of a man who lived in Malaysia to whom Jesus appeared as taxi driver in Saudi Arabia. He was born into a Muslim family, and Malaysia had a law. If you're born into any type of family with religion, let's say Christianity, then you are Christian for the rest of your life. If you're born into the, you know, Muslim family, you're a Muslim for the rest of your life. It is extremely difficult to convert. Anyway, he was born into a Muslim family. So any Muslim is supposed to have at least one, what they call Hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca. At least once in a lifetime. So he was on his way, pilgrimage to Mecca. In Saudi Arabia, he took the cab and asked the driver to take him to the place that he was supposed to go. And they struck the conversation, and the driver asked the man if he knew Jesus. Do you know Jesus Christ? The man couldn't believe his ears. He was actually furious, thinking that here I am on my pilgrimage, and this man, taxi driver, tries to convert me into Christianity. He got off the cab, wrote down the license plate number, and called the religion police in Saudi Arabia. When he called, they said, there is no such a driver or no license plate in the system as he described. He was really confused. He ended his pilgrimage and went back home. At home, one of his business partners was a Christian. So one day, he was invited to his partner's house for dinner. And when he entered the living room, he saw a portrait hanging on the wall. Lo and behold, it was he, the driver in Saudi Arabia. So he asked his Christian friend, who is the man in the portrait? His friend says, this is my Lord Jesus Christ. You see the Jesus Christ with the beard and so forth. Well, to make the long story short, the man eventually became a Christian due to his encounter with Jesus in a taxi in an unexpected place, Saudi Arabia, on his way to Mecca. You never know how the risen Lord will appear to you. As for closing, I will say this. Christ is risen, and the stone was rolled away, and the tomb is empty. He is alive amongst us. He loves you. He loves me. He invites all of us today, you know, to invite him into your heart. Walk with him daily, and you will be forever blessed. Let's bow heads and pray. Most of us don't realize how blessed we are. We follow the definition and understanding of blessing in the world. If we are mighty and strong, physically strong, if we have $1 billion in our bank account, then we consider ourselves blessed. We seldom consider what Christ says, blessed, such as, you have faith in Jesus' resurrection, you are truly blessed. You are poor in spirit, you are truly blessed. You are pure in your heart. You are blessed. You're full of Christ-like love. You are blessed. Help us, Lord, to look at every blessing from your perspective. Today we're celebrating, Christ's resurrection. Let this celebration not just be one day, one morning only. Throughout the year, every single day, every single moment, help us, Lord, walk with you. Celebrate and rejoice in the resurrection hope we have in Christ as well. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.